on the KSRO live line with us, an important part of the wildfire equation and more. The California Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Nice to talk with you again. So new figures coming out about the number of insured damages with regard to the wildfire. $12 billion is a mighty figure indeed.
It is. This represents collectively one of the worst natural disasters in California's history, and certainly one of the worst fire disasters in California's history.
So one of your jobs, as I understand it, Dave, is to make sure that the insurance companies pay out as they ought to, yes?
That's correct, and we've taken a number of very aggressive steps in that regard. From the moment that the fires began burning, we issued a notice to insurers to expedite claims handling, to make sure that they were cutting checks right away for people's living expenses and a portion of their personal contents coverage. We deployed our consumer services staff to the evacuation centers, the local assistance centers, the burn sites themselves. I personally visited and spoke with fire survivors, and we've helped thousands of consumers and homeowners with their insurance questions. We've also handled quite a number of complaints that collectively have resulted in about $43 million being returned to consumers.
And also, of course, one of the things that we get concerned about moving forward are not just getting paid what we're due from the insurance companies, but looking toward the future, Dave. We're all concerned, I think, about the insurance companies feeling the need to recoup those losses, and that somehow in the not so far distant future, our insurance rates are going to skyrocket.
Well, the good news is that under the voter enacted Proposition 103, which I administer as insurance commissioner, the insurance companies cannot take the $12 billion losses and just cram them in next year's rates. There is a catastrophe factor in the rates, and so those losses will be added to the rates as a part of that catastrophe factor, but that catastrophe factor looks back over 20 years' worth of catastrophes and has the effect of averaging out those losses. However, I do anticipate over time it is possible rates will go up. These were tremendous losses. We're talking about something in the order of 21,000 homes completely or partially destroyed. And so there will be some impact on rate. It's too early to say, but they can't take the entirety of the $12 billion and jam it in next year's rates.
Well, I certainly hope not. And for people like me, and I think I represent a few others, too, who say, okay, we've been paying into the insurance companies for how many years without them ever having to pay out? So, there's that. And then, of course, there's the issue of the folks who were not directly affected by the fires who could see their insurance rates increase too. Are there any safeguards for those affected by the fires and those not in terms of the amount that the insurance companies could raise our rates?
Yes, that's Proposition 103. So in California, all home insurers and auto insurers have to file rates with the commissioner, have to justify their rates. They have to have evidence to support the rate that they're seeking. That includes their loss experience over time, their administrative costs. They're entitled to make some modest return. But we routinely will reject rates for being excessive. So I've saved consumers over $3 billion since I was sworn in as commissioner in 2011 by rejecting excessive rates. At the same time, the rate does need to be adequate in order to cover future claims. I mean, one of the important jobs of the insurance commissioner is to make sure the insurance companies are reserving enough money to pay claims. And even though these $12 billion in losses are devastating, and behind those losses are the personal losses, the lives lost, the homes lost, the precious mementos and memories lost, we can't lose sight of that. But the dollar figures also are devastating, too. The insurance companies have enough money to pay those claims, and we've made sure they will.
Very important information for us now and moving forward, too. Dave, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks so much for covering the story. And if your listeners have any questions, big or small, about insurance issues, please call us at 1-800-927-4357. We're here to help.
Thank you very much. That is Dave Jones, the California Insurance Commissioner.